We're talking about the love of God. Is that a good thing to talk about? Well, I don't know. You know, if he made a commandment out of it, maybe we should talk about it. Well, he did, and we are, and it's a lot bigger. I mean, come on. We're talking about God here and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. And he says that love is a big deal. It must be a big deal, and it must be a whole lot more than what we thought about it, because we always thought, well, it's lovely. And to be nice to people. You're not necessarily always nice to people when you're in love, you know. We've been down this trail, and I'll try to catch up real quick. The love of God is doing the Word. And when you're doing the Word, you're actually in love. And when you're in the Holy Ghost, you're actually in love, whether somebody thinks you are or not. Whether you look lovely or not. If you're in the Word, and you're in faith, and you're in the Holy Ghost, you are in love because God is love. And you do that, how many people love you? Well, Jesus said those that love God will love you, but those who don't love God will hate you. And you walking in love, and they hate you. How could they do that? Because they don't know love. Well, glory be to God. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your holy, precious, written word. It is our life. It is our love. We love your word. We thank you for speaking to us tonight. We thank you for allowing us to enter into your anointing, your presence, your glory, that we may know and hear from you directly from your word and from your Holy Ghost. We thank you for changing us ahead of time. We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. What power is working in us? The Holy Spirit. He's the power of God. He's the one working in you. He said he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. But he prefaced it all by saying now, after you've received the love of God, after you've been immersed in this love of God, after you've come to have the revelation and have been strengthened. Remember this from last week. We were strengthened to be able to comprehend the breadth and length and depth and height of this love. Now he's able to do something. So this love is not just a mamby-pamby love. It's not some weak little flower thing, contrary to, you know, the flowers up on the board. Nothing flowery about it. It's the power of God. All right. He's going to do something and fill you with all the fullness of God. And we've been through this, and we think that's a good thing. Go to Romans chapter 5. I'm going to run through a bunch of scriptures here to try to get you up to where we need to be today. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. And hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God. Everybody say the love of God. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, whom God has given unto us. How is the love of God shed abroad in your hearts? By the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to you. So can you actually function and operate in the love of God according to this scripture without the Holy Ghost? You can't. according to the way Jesus is commanding you to. And we'll get into some of that. He told us to love one another like he loved us. How did he do it? Did he do it before he was in the Holy Ghost? Did he do it until after the Holy Ghost came on him? No, he didn't. So just to walk in love with your brother, and believe me, we should do that, and your sister, and just be lovely, is not what he's talking about here. He's telling you to love them as he loved you, and there's no way to do that but by the power of the Holy Ghost. Did we not just read that in the prayer that Paul was praying? He prayed for them that they'd be strengthened in their inner man, that they would know this love. And then it would do exceeding abundantly above all you could ask or think. What would? The love and the power. Well, what's the power according to this scripture? The Holy Ghost is the power of love. Woo-hoo! Jesus is Lord. Go with me quickly. John 14, 15. So let's just run through this track here. How is the Holy Ghost give? If it's the Holy Ghost who gives you love, right? It's shed abroad in your heart by what? The Holy Ghost? Yes. How's the love of God shed abroad in your heart? By feathers, brother. If we just had enough feathers in our heart, by the feather of an angel showing up and touching you, now you have love. By somebody prophesying over you that you would have... No, it's by the Holy Ghost shedding what? Himself. In reality, he is love. He's shedding himself abroad. Abroad. Breadth, length, depth, and height of who? Him. In your hearts. This gets really big, people. This is why God's so big on love. It's himself. He is love. Glory be to God. John 14... Verse 15. If you shall ask anyway, am I not in the right place? Hang on here. Did I put the right thing up there? 14, 15. Well, I'm going to read it from up here because I don't know what's going on with my Bible. Somebody switched it on me. Hallelujah. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. So he said, if you keep my commandments, you're going to abide in his love, and you're going to know his love. But what did he say? If you keep my commandments, he's going to give you another comforter. Glory be to God. Now, who shed the love of God abroad in their hearts? It was the Holy Ghost. You understand? The Holy Ghost is the one doing it. Here's Jesus saying, if you keep my commandments, he's going to give you another. Now he's the one coming with the love, isn't he? Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. There it is. I'm going to read it from my Bible now. What was I looking at? If you love me, keep my commandments, I will pray the Father. He will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Glory be to God forever. Now, go with me to Acts chapter 1. You following me here? This is going to get good. Hallelujah. Everybody say, I love the Bible. It's speaking to me right now. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1 and verse 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them. This is Jesus, raised from the dead. He commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but should wait for the promise of the Father. So, he said, if you obey my commandments, I'm going to give you another comforter, right? So what did he do? He commanded them that they wait in Jerusalem and that they would receive another. Wait for the promise. Right? Okay. And who shed the love abroad in their heart? It was the Holy Ghost. Was he given yet? He was not given. He commanded them to wait. Why? So they could receive the comforter. So they could receive the another. Bad English, but you understand what I'm saying. Go down to verse 8 and says, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the world. So when the Holy Ghost comes, after he comes on them, they're going to receive something. Power. And what? Love. Comes with him, both of them. What if you just had power and no love? We could go over there. It would be worthless, wouldn't it? That's why Paul said, I'll show you a different way, a better way. The love of God. And go over to chapter 2 in the book of Acts. Verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So they began to speak these words that the Holy Ghost was giving them. And Jesus said that after the Holy Ghost comes on them, they'd receive power. And he said after the Holy Ghost came on them, they would what? The Holy Ghost would shed abroad in their hearts this love. That can do super abundantly, far over and above all you can ask or think, according to the power that works in you. You guys are getting this, whether you know it or not. Hallelujah. Now I'm excited about it. Go with me over to Ephesians 4:15. While you're looking over there, what happened to them? When the Holy Ghost came on them, they did what? They spoke. They spoke what the Holy Ghost was giving them. They began to speak. Is that important? Must be. Why would it be that the Holy Ghost would come on and the first thing they would do was speak and continue to speak? Must be important. Glory be to God forever. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Who is the Holy Ghost? He's the Spirit of truth. He's the Comforter. He's the one that Jesus said they were going to receive if they obeyed his command. Then he came on them the day of Pentecost. They began to speak as the Spirit gave them utterances. And here it says they're speaking the truth in love. In the power of love. Brother, you're twisting the scriptures. No, I'm not. Look at this. Speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. So you're growing up as you speak. You're growing up as you speak what? The truth in the love. How's the love shed abroad in your hearts? By the Holy Ghost. How can you speak the truth in love? By the Holy Ghost. You're speaking the truth in love. I dare you to try to stay mad at somebody and go pray in tongues for them for a little bit. It doesn't work, does it? Man, I wanted to be mad at them too. But then the Holy Ghost, he sheds himself. Do we understand this? I know I'm speaking to Pentecostal people here, but this is what happens. He's shedding his love abroad, his love abroad in your heart when you speak the truth. Do you think when you're speaking in tongues, you're speaking lies and falsehoods? How's he gonna strengthen you to bring about the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height of the love of God? By speaking. What does speaking in tongues do? It strengthens you. It builds you up so that you can comprehend with all the saints what is the love of God. Now he's able to do something. Who's able to do? He, the Holy Ghost, who is the Spirit of love, who's shedding it abroad in your heart, is now able to go forth and do something. That's why Jesus said, wait. Because if you don't wait, you're not going to have the love. You'll be out there trying to be lovely rather than acting in the love of God, which is truth and power and able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Go with me to Jude. Jude verse 20. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. I don't have time, but when the Bible talks about praying in the Holy Ghost, he's talking about praying in other tongues. He says, if I pray with the Spirit, my mind is unproductive, but I can pray with my mind. If I pray in the Spirit, I'm praying with my Spirit, by the Holy Spirit that's within me. So here he says, you, beloved, building up yourselves, strengthening yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God. Praying in the Holy Ghost keeps yourself in the love of God. So what if I made this illustration before. What if I said, you know, go into the car and then you'll be on the bus. Driving in the car, you'll be on the bus. It makes no sense. So praying in the Holy Ghost, you're keeping yourself in the love of God, which is in the Holy Ghost, who sheds the love abroad in your heart. Whose love? His love. He never told you to go out and spread your love around. He's looking for a way to get his love into the earth through you. That's why the first commandment is what? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. Because once you do that, then he can shed himself abroad in your heart. And he can love the world through you. Who's better at it, you or him? We don't even know what people think, want, or need. He does. Who? The Holy Ghost. He knows all the time, and he'll nail it every single time when you're moved by him. Everybody say, moved by him. You think Jesus was ever moved by him? We know that he was. Did Jesus walk in love? We know that he did. What did he do? He said only what the Father says. He did only what the Father did. He was following him around. He was demonstrating the love of God, not his own love. How about that time when the parents came up to him and said, come on, come out here. Your mother and your brothers, they're outside looking for you. And he says, what mothers, what brothers? My mothers and brothers are the ones in here that do the word of God. Was that lovely? But was it love? He was doing the word even though the family didn't like it. You think you're going to do the word and your family is going to like it all the time? But are you walking in love? Depends. Are you walking in God? And this is where you can take those two things. God is love. And so by walking in God, you're always walking in love. Can you walk in God without the power of the Holy Ghost? It's impossible. He's the one who sheds himself abroad in your heart. We read all of that. No, but you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourself in the love of God. So we've got a wonderful thing here telling us how to keep ourselves in it. He came on the day of Pentecost and his love was shed abroad in their hearts, right? And he began to do and manifest himself beyond what they could ask or think. Now he's telling them how to keep themselves in there. Brother, every single time I come here, he's telling me you got to pray in tongues more. Pray in tongues. I'm telling you, it's the key. It is the key to you being radically successful in this earth. Why? Because it's his ability to come in you and shine out through you all of himself. And I believe in it. I believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. When you believe that and you walk in it, pretty soon you are demonstrating God's love and not your own. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion. Say compassion. Some have compassion. On the some have compassion. Making a difference. Brother, I just want to make a difference. If my life could just make a difference. You know, there's some, Nothing wrong with making a difference. But there's something radically opposite of just that kind of a statement to what he just said. You're praying in the Holy Ghost. You're keeping yourself in this powerful thing called the love of God, which is God himself. And you're making a difference to just you making a difference. If I could just whittle toothpicks enough to help the poor children pick the gruel out of their teeth. If I could just make a difference. Oh, shut up. What about the power and the love of God coming on somebody and just shaking them and healing them and totally delivering them, right? That's the love of God. That's what God wants. You and your little toothpick factory. We could write little love sayings on them. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ on some, have compassion, making a difference. Others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. Let me ask you a question. Can you save anybody? You got the potential and ability to save anybody? Who does? The Holy Ghost. That means we've got to be talking about something other than just you having compassion. You making a difference. You saving some with fear. You can't save anybody. But in the power of the Holy Ghost, he can. He can reach in there and pull them right out of the fire. He might even dangle them over it a little bit just to shake them up. Hey, I've been dangled. I know. Hallelujah. You've been dangled, brother? Oh, yeah, I've been dangled. There's a t-shirt for you, Tondra. Been dangled. Now unto him that's able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Who's able to do this? The Holy Ghost. Unto him that's able. Now is he able? The only way he's able is if you pray in the Spirit, building yourself up on your most holy faith and keeping yourself in the love of who? The love of Alan. The love of Richie Love. It's the love of God, people. We're not to love our neighbor with anything but the love of God. The only way we can do that is to be strengthened with might in our spirit by the inner, in the, our inner man by the Holy Ghost. Comprehending the breadth, length, depth, and height of this love. And he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what? All we could ask or think. Why? By the power that's working in us. Love power. I want to say shakabahaya. That's what, you ever heard that before? Hallelujah. That'll bring the old Pentecostal right out of you. Give you a couple of shakabahayas. John 13:32. Been dangled in Shakabahaya. Hallelujah. I know Wayne's heard that before. Must have been. Glory be to God. Some old lady grabbing your head, shouting it. Usually preceded or followed by a come out. Shundai. Yeah, there's another one. Hallelujah. John 13:34. You know, and this is a release, people. This is wonderful because now it's not just you having to love the world. It's him loving the world through you. You just got to follow him. What about Jesus? What did he do? Did he come down from the mount, you know, after the 40-day fast and go, oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I got to love the world. He just followed the Holy Ghost, who was the Spirit of love. Do you have any idea that maybe the Holy Ghost shed abroad in his heart the love of God? John 13:34. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Is that in your Bible? Come on. As you loved me, I've got to love my brothers? You kidding me? How's that even possible? It's not possible in yourself. It's only possible in the power of the Holy Ghost, which is why Jesus said to wait. A new commandment I give you, that you love, you know, and they had no idea at this point. This was before he died on the cross. And they're trying not to remember that after this. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him would not perish. And he'd already told them, oh, you're going to love everybody just like I loved you. No. Not possible without the Holy Ghost, who is the one who sheds love abroad in your heart. His love. This new commandment I have given you. Glory be to God forever. That you love one another as I have loved you. So how did Jesus do it? Let's go over to Acts 10:38. Brother, you're using a lot of scriptures here. I know. Glory be to God. I want you to see this in your own Bible. I'm not making it up. I'm touching on a very traditional thing here, the subject of love. Everybody has preconditioned ideas about what it is, and I'm totally messing with it. You got a tradition there? Here, let me mess around with that a little bit there. Yeah. Tie it in a knot. Shaka Mahaya, tie it in a bow tie. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with what? Flowers and love. He anointed him with flowers. No, he anointed him with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing. You remember we talked about doing already? Now he can do exceeding abundantly. Who? The Holy Ghost, the power that's dwelling in you, wants to do something to everybody around you. What's he want to do? He wants to love them with the love of God. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. And who's God? God is love. God was with him. God anointed him. Jesus just went around doing good and healing. Jesus himself, as a man, healed people? No. The Holy Ghost through him was doing this. The Holy Ghost was the power. He was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power and went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. How are you going to love your neighbor as yourself? With the same love that Jesus loved. Here, we read that? What love did Jesus love people with? Was he like a Hare Krishna? Handing out flowers? I love you. I love you. And I love you. And you I love. And I love you too. Is that what he was doing? Or was he simply moving by the Holy Ghost? Being moved with compassion. Being moved by the Holy Ghost and healing people. Hallelujah. And in reality, you know, all you have to do is be moved by the Holy Ghost. That's how you love people, as Jesus did. Takes all the pressure off. Now, that doesn't mean you can just be ugly and mean all the time when the Holy Ghost isn't moving. No, you're supposed to pray in the Spirit and keep yourself in the love of God. So what if you don't do your part by strengthening, building yourself up, praying in the Holy Ghost? You're not going to be in the love of God. You're going to be outside of it. And then you will be ugly and mean. So can we see now that love is not just saying something or even acting a certain way? It's only acting in the Holy Ghost. When you have an action in the Holy Ghost, you are acting in the love of God. That's what Jesus told you to do. Anything beyond that is just some religious conception of stuff. Hallelujah. Welcome to church. Jesus went about doing. Now look at Luke 4. Luke chapter 4. And I'm excited about it. Hallelujah. Every single one of you are going to start moving in the power of the Holy Ghost. Do you know that? But we're going to have to keep ourselves in that love. And that's how God wants to love them, through you. Get ready. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Luke chapter 4 and verse 14. And Jesus returned in the power of his flesh. in the power of himself, in the power of religious doctrine, in the power of the church with a pointy hat. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. Here is the beginning of Jesus' ministry. He didn't have disciples before this. He didn't have anything before this. Brother. Now I'm telling you, this is where it began. His ministry began after the Holy Ghost came on him and he committed himself to following the Spirit of the living God wherever he went and do whatever he told him to do. When that happened, he came in the power of the Spirit. So what's Jesus' job now? To stay in the Spirit, to pray, and he spent all kinds of time praying to keep himself in the love of God, which was the power of the Spirit, the Holy Ghost. That's how you win everybody around you. Power of the Holy Ghost. They don't want to hear your stuff. Well, this is what I think about John 3:16. This is what I think about the Romans Road and blah, 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 blah. Well, glory be to God. I'm glad you think that. But what about the power of God and the love of God being displayed to them? And then immediately they go, God cares about me. I can't believe it. I see it and I don't believe it. God cares about me. He returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. There went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. Didn't say that he healed anybody here yet, did it? What'd he do? He taught them. Something was happening there. Something was happening. Brother, something's happening. Yes, hallelujah. He returned in the power of the Spirit and taught. Can you see that? He was teaching in the power of the Spirit, and in the love of God was manifesting in instruction, in teaching. Now listen to me. Now Jesus is beginning to move. He's beginning to go. He's beginning to move and do things by what? The power of the Spirit. The love of God being made manifest. Mark 6:34. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion towards them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. He was moved with what? Compassion. What is this thing that's moving Jesus? Well, before, he was moved by the Holy Ghost, you know, and healed people. But now it says he's moved with compassion. What is that? Some other spirit? It is the Holy Ghost. He was being moved by the Holy Spirit, who is love, and he began to teach them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And it wasn't just this love that Jesus thought, oh, look at them. They're like sheepies. Let's go fleece them. He was moved by someone, compassion, the Holy Ghost, and he began to teach them. Now, why would the Holy Ghost want to teach anybody? Has anybody ever heard about what? The teacher. He is the teacher. He is the teacher. The Spirit of truth. He came on Jesus. He saw people that had no truth. They had no knowledge of anything. They were like sheep without a shepherd. The Holy Ghost moved on him with compassion to go and teach them. Don't keep acting like stupid sheep. Bah, bah. Probably had to throw in a few baths here and there just to get him to follow. Come on, I got some hay over here. Hey, hey. Did you see that? Jesus was moved with compassion towards them. Not away from them. Oh, here comes the sheep. Run! No, the Holy Ghost is always moving you towards them. Hallelujah. I just feel like I'm being moved towards somebody. Come on. You people know this? I feel like I'm being moved to go and say something to so-and-so. Well, that's not the devil. I can tell you that. The devil's moving your sister to go and witness to this person or to go and pray for them. I just have this feeling that I want to lay my hands on them and cast that thing out. That's not the devil. Okay? You're being moved with compassion. It's just another name for the Holy Ghost, if you can grab onto this, because he sheds that abroad in your heart. By who? The Holy Ghost. You think you're going to be moved with compassion? Was Jesus moved with compassion? Did we just read that? Are you going to be moved with compassion to teach somebody something? It'll probably be the first thing you're moved with. It was the first thing that Jesus was moved with. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Go to Mark chapter 1, 41. Let's read verse 40. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, kneeling down to him and saying, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus, moved by his own feelings, moved because he wanted to get away from the leper. You know, he's kneeling down. He might even touch your feet. So he moved away. No, he moved towards him, and we'll see that. He said, if you will, you can make me king. Jesus moved with, everybody say with. And this is the key. We got to learn how to move with the Holy Ghost. And I've told you many times, it's much like a slippery rope, a rope covered with oil. You can't hold it back. You must go with it if you're going to flow with him. Just go with it. Why? He's trying to show his love to this person or wherever he's going. And you don't always know, do you? That rope might be twined up and over the chairs and around a car and who knows where. But you're going to end up to where he wants you to go. Just follow him. Move with the compassion. You mean the feeling of love? Did I say that? The feeling of love? No. Compassion is the Holy Ghost. That is compassion for that person. Jesus moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said, I will be thou clean. Do you think he would have done this without the power of the Holy Ghost on him? I will not. Thou art unclean. But he didn't. Moved with compassion, you will do things that the Holy Ghost wants you to do. Everybody say moved with compassion. Hallelujah. Now, is this compassion just something that Jesus made up? He made a decision that morning that I'm going to walk in love with everybody. I love you, brother. I love you, sister. I love you, telemarketer. I love you, boss. I love you. I love you. I love you. Was it? He just made up his mind, and by some great force of his will, he was able to walk in love with everybody. No, he was moved with this compassion. He was moved with this love. Was it his love? It was not his love. It was the Holy Ghost's love doing something, and he moved with it. This is how Jesus showed his love to people. This is his command for you, to love others just the way he did. Can't do it without the Holy Ghost. Can you? You still here? Can you do this without the Holy Ghost? No. We should just send you into the leper colony and see if you can do this. I love you. I love you. Here's a flower. I love you. I love you. Being moved with the Holy Ghost. I hope you're getting this. Matthew chapter 14 and verse 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. Did Jesus heal anybody of his own strength? The Bible says that God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Here we have an instance where Jesus saw a multitude. He was moved with the Holy Ghost. He was moved with compassion and healed their sick. There were other times when he didn't want anything to do with it. And he said, I need some rest. I'm out of here. Take me to the other side. Get on a boat. Get away. The Holy Ghost was the one that was moving him. We have to see that we will not be able to love one another as Jesus loved us unless we love the Holy Ghost with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then move with him towards those things that he's telling us to move towards. And many times it's away from what you want to move towards. Brother, he's speaking to me. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 27. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. Is there debt forgiving, loosening, compassion? Same words, different story, but he's loosing people with the compassion of the Holy Ghost. And we know that Jesus cast out demons by the Spirit of God, the finger of God. That's how he did it. Not in your own strength because you think somebody needs it. But when you learn to follow the Holy Ghost, he will tell you when, where, how, and why. Just follow him. Stop trying to take this love on yourself. You can't do it. This is the problem with the church. We're trying to love each other as Jesus loved us without the Holy Ghost. Without paying the price to stay in the Holy Ghost. In the love of God that's able to keep us without falling. And you wonder why now. You know, he said, wait in Jerusalem until you receive the power of the Holy Ghost. That's why. Because none of this stuff is possible without the power of the Holy Spirit. If I get you to pray in tongues more. Brother, every time I come here trying to get me to pray in tongues. Why? Because I want you to be built up so that you can handle this. And this is the problem. We're not built up to the point where we can even handle this kind of love. Believe me, God's speaking to me about it. I need to be built up more so I can handle this kind of love. You mean love? No, I mean the power of love. God manifesting himself to people. Can't handle it. But we're going to handle it. Because we're going to build ourselves up praying in the Holy Ghost and keep ourselves in that love. Hallelujah. He forgave debts by being moved with compassion. How would you like that kind of a ministry? Just keep moving with compassion. God does it all. And this is why, you know, I had scriptures down there. We just don't have time. But when he says, I'll show you a better way. I'll show you a better way. Yes, desire the best gifts. Covet the best gifts. Yes, you want them, but let me show you a better way. And he began talking about the love of God, who is the Holy Ghost. He has all the gifts. You fall in love with him and let his love flow through you. You will be moved with compassion to teach. You'll be moved with compassion to heal people. You'll be moved with compassion to forgive them of debts and all kinds of other stuff. You're just moving with him. You're just moving with him. Moving with him. That's all you have to worry about. People call you a Holy Ghost fanatic. Whatever. I'm just moving with him. Who do you think is going to be more effective? You and your programs or him and his holy love? I hope you're ready for this. I hope I'm ready for this. Maybe we should just pray in tongues for a while and build ourselves up on our most holy faith and stay in the love of God. I like how he says, keep yourself there. Once you get there, keep yourself there. Do you know you can slide out if you don't stay on? Right. Yeah. It's one of those things. It's if, oh, you're praying tongues for 3 hours and all of a sudden, I just love the world. And then, you know, 2 hours later, because you went and ate a big pot roast and watched an hour of TV, and pretty soon you're like, I gotta go to bed. I'll love the world tomorrow. But there's a way to keep yourself there, Rich. There's a way to get there, and is there? Or is he just picking on us? Oh, if you could do this, this would be great. No, he tells us you could do it and keep ourselves there. My goodness. Imagine a church keeping themselves in this love, this powerful love that breaks bondages, forgives debts. They're a debt-forgiving church. What do you mean? I don't know, but it's by the power of God. I went there and all my debts are forgiven. What's going on? Don't think God can do that? Goodness. If the IRS tracking down, what happens? Everybody comes to this church, all of a sudden something happens in their bank accounts and there's no more debt? Ah. Hallelujah. 1 John, glory be to God, chapter 4 and verse 16. Yes, amen, brother. And we have known and believed. Everybody say believed. Do you believe in the Holy Ghost? I'm asking you, do you believe in the Holy Ghost? I'm telling you, put that on your confession, okay? It'll do wonders for you. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in all the gifts of the Holy Ghost. I believe in the love of the Holy Ghost. I believe in Him. He's God in the earth today. He's doing things right now. I believe in Him. You think Jesus believed in the Holy Ghost? Well, no, that wasn't even theologically correct in his day. Tough! He's the Holy Ghost. He was the one he was following around. He was the one he was moving him with compassion. You got to believe it, people. If you don't believe his moving on you, then forget about it. We've believed in the love of God. Man, I almost preached there at you. Verse 16. And we have known... Have you known the Holy Ghost? Have you known and received the Holy Ghost? Those who've known the Holy Ghost and believed, what do? They begin speaking in other tongues as they begin. Don't stop. Keep yourself in the love of God. Keep yourself there. When you feel like you're losing it a little bit, go back in. Keep yourself there. We have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. And he that dwells in, remember, keep yourself there. Dwell there. Abide there. He that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. If I explode here, just like sweep me up. There's a mop in the back room. Wherein is our love made perfect? Herein. Herein what? Herein keeping yourself in the love of God. Your love is made perfect. Let's see you do that without the Holy Ghost. You can't. It's his love in the first place. Now he's telling you how to keep yourself in that love. And he's telling you your love will be perfect. How would you like that? Show up in heaven. He goes, Julia, perfect. Was Jesus' love perfect? Did he live perfect? Yes. Did he finish his course with perfection? Yes. Had to be by the power of the Holy Ghost, same love we're talking about here. Keep yourself in the love of God. God is love. He that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. What can happen with God in you? Everything. That's right. Exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. You can't even think it. Unthinkable, brother. Exactly. Herein is our love made perfect. Now, your love is not going to be made perfect. You're not going to be able to keep that commandment without the Holy Ghost and his love being shed abroad in your heart and you being moved with that love toward your neighbor and toward your family and toward everybody in that love. Just be moved with it. Move with it. Hallelujah. Really trying to read this whole thing. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Hallelujah. That's how we have boldness in the day of judgment. Well, every day is a day of judgment. But we can have boldness today because as he is, God is what? It's in the same verse. God is love. As he is, so are we in this world. If we abide in our love, no, his love, we abide in there. Then as he is, so are we. No wonder he said greater works than would you guys do. I go to the Father. Hallelujah. As he is, so are we in this world. Glory be to God, and our love is made perfect. All right, one more, and we'll end with this. 1 Corinthians 16. Brother, I don't know if I can do it exactly. You can't do it. You've got to pray and be strengthened. And as you're built up in the Holy Ghost praying in other tongues, you will keep yourself in. You'll first enter in. You can't keep yourself in something unless you enter into it, correct? Get in it. Keep in it. Brother, you've done this whole love message without going to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I don't think you went to school. Hallelujah. You know, but I just pray in tongues a lot. Ah-hee-ha. Glory be to God forever. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. Look at this, watch ye. You know, when the Bible says watch, you know he's talking about watch out the window. No, he's talking about praying so many times. Watching and praying go hand in hand. He's saying pray. Does this sound familiar all of a sudden? Pray, people. Pray in the Spirit, building yourselves up on your most holy faith. This is Paul. Watch ye, pray, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. Be quickened like men. Be strong. How are you going to do this? Speaking in tongues, exactly. But you're going to pray. You're going to be strengthened in faith. Build yourself up on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Be strengthened with all might in your inner man, so that you'll be able to know the breadth, the length, the depth, the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. You guys ready for this? Yes. Hallelujah. Watch you. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, or be strong like men. Be quickened like men. Be strong. And hand out daisies on the weekends. No. Let all your things be done with charity. Let all of them be done with this love. He told you to pray. He told you to be in the faith. He told you to be strong and then do things in love. Your love? It's never talking about your love. He's talking about his love. Crucify yourself. Put that thing to death and just be moved with him. Because sometimes you're moved with your own compassion towards a wrong direction. Oh, I just want to go help Sister So-and-so. Well, the Holy Ghost is going that way. And you don't even know this person. And you're pulling them out of the fire. Why? Because you're moved with compassion. Move with compassion. And guess what? Sister So-and-so and the other people think you're not walking in love anymore. When they don't know the love of God. The love of God is the Holy Ghost and moving with him. And how many times God will go past 1,000 people to find one who has faith, one who's looking for him. Jesus did that. Didn't he say that? The Samaritan woman came up. Look, she got healed and everybody else was just whatever. God heals this Samaritan. She wasn't even supposed to get healed. But what did Jesus do? He moved with the Holy Ghost. That is love, whether we like it or not. I don't like it. Well, tough. You're commanded to love one another as Jesus did. Not as you think. Not as the church may think. Not as anybody else may think love is. You're only to move with the Holy Ghost. That is love. And if it leaves 200 lepers on each side just to go to one, that's love. I'm sorry. But I'm not really sorry. I'm telling you the truth. This is love. Brother, I don't know. It just doesn't sound like my image of Jesus. I know. Blow that thing out of the water. Jesus was moved by the Holy Ghost, not by what you thought about him. Can you imagine him going down the road? Well, Joe's thinking I should do this. You know, in 2,000 years from now, Bobby's going to be thinking I should do this. He didn't care what you thought then. He doesn't care what you think now. All he cares is what the Holy Ghost said to do. And then he's walking in love. Brother, you mean I can walk in love and irritate everybody? Most likely. Most likely, sometimes, all the time. I'm telling you, look at Jesus' ministry. Look at Paul's ministry. You think Paul walked in love? Yeah, he irritated the whole city sometimes. The man of love shows up. They try to stone him and kill him. He tells them, you know, they're all heathen. They're all going to die and go to hell if they don't repent. And it's okay to say that if you're being moved by the Holy Ghost and the compassion. But that's the key. Otherwise, you're just being mean and ugly. Hallelujah. I think you got that. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father, for your word. I thank you for your word is holy to us. We love your word. We love your spirit. We thank you that right now, Holy Ghost, you are quickening us. Quickening us like men. Quickening us in the faith. We commit ourselves to praying more with you that we may know and enter into this love. Believe in you. Believe in this love. Believe in the power of God that will move us into the real compassion and those things which you want done in our lives. We commit to it. Let us see it. Let us know. Give us a greater sensitivity to you moving so we can move with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Shall we know if we follow up to know the Lord? Then shall we grow as we sow and reap from Him.
This message has been brought to you free of charge by the Metropolitan Holy Ghost Society. More messages are available online at www.holyghostsociety.org.